And I would like to start from the verses in Matthew chapter 17.
那我们开始呢，是来读马太福音的第十六章。
Read the account of the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus.
这里面是主耶稣在变化山上的记载。
Matthew chapter 17, starting from verse 1.
是马太福音第十七章，从第一节开始。
6 days later, Jesus stood with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. And Jesus came to them and touched them, and said, Get up, and do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus alone.
过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗地上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。 彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来，说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。你们要听他。”门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们，说：“起来。”
不要害怕，他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。And then, if you would turn to 2 Peter chapter 1,
那请大家再翻到彼得后书的第一章。We
would like to read some of the impression that vision of the mountain caused on our brother Peter.
那我们这里就要读到变化山上的那个事件对我们亲爱的弟兄彼得身上所造成的一些影响。But
for context, we're going to begin a little before he touches on that, starting from verse 3.
但我们从前面一点开始来读，从第三节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Seeing that his divine power has granted us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。And
I just want to point out one thing, that the translations here vary a little bit.
我想提出的一点就是在翻译在这里有不同的变化。So
I just read from the New American Standard, the last phrase says that him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Some translations add him who called us to his own glory and excellence. I don't know what you have in mind. You tell me.
那刚才弟兄讲到，就是在美国标准版里面，他是说用他的荣耀和美德招我们。但有些版本呢，讲的是把我们招进他的荣耀和美德。In Chinese, it says use. By his.
Okay, that's right. But keep that in the back of your mind. Translators are kind of divided if that should be by or to his glory.
那大家就记得在脑海里面先有这个印象，因为在翻译的人里面有不同的意见，有的说是用，有的说是进入。
And if we go jump a little ahead in the chapter, verse 10.
然后我们再往前一点读第十节。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
第四节，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。Verse
12. Therefore, I will always be ready to remind you of these things, even though you already know them and have been established in the truth which is present. I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by way of reminder, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will also be diligent, that at any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind.
第十二节，你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。我以为应当趁我还在帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们，因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了。正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的，所以我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。Verse
16. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His Majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
第十六节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大能光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。”我们同他在圣山的时候， 亲自听见这声音，从天上出来。Verse 19.
So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. But note this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but man moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
第十九节，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随私意解说的。
And finally, one verse from the Epistle to the Colossians.
最后一处是在哥罗西书里面。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
第三章的第四节。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
第三章第四节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Let's bow for a further word of prayer.
让我们再低头有一些祷告。
Lord Jesus, we are so grateful that we can gather here in your precious name.
主耶稣啊，我们何等感激你，因为我们可以在你宝贵的名里今晚这样聚集。
We thank you for your faithfulness. You have promised that we gather when we gather in your name. There you are in our midst.
你已经应许了，当我们奉你的名聚集的时候，你就在我们中间。
Lord, we do thank you for being here with us.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天你就与我们在这里。
And as we have read your word, we confess only you have words of eternal life.
主啊，当你的话语被读出来的时候，我们要在这里。 要来承认，只有你那里有永生之道。So
we want to turn to you in all simplicity and pray, Lord, would you speak such words of eternal life to each one of us tonight.
所以我们就是简简单单的来转向， 求你今天晚上将那永生的话语向我们来说。
Oh, by your Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we may behold the wonders of your law.
主啊，愿意圣灵打开我们的眼睛， 让我们可以看到你的荣耀。
Quicken us, dear Lord, by your own words.
主啊，让我们可以醒过来， 用你自己的话语来激励我们。
We do thank you for the provision of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们要感谢你在圣灵里面一切的预备。
And under that anointing, Lord, we pray that we may all, speaker, translator, hearers, all alike, hear from our Lord Jesus Himself.
所以在这个恩高的下面，讲的、翻译的和听的，都可以在这个里面。
We ask these things for your glory, in Jesus' precious name.
我们是在你的荣耀里面向你祈求，奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, 2 Peter has been called the last testament of the Apostle Peter.
弟兄姐妹们，彼得后书是使徒彼得他的最后一封书信。
As you notice from the verses we read, the Apostle knows very well that the time of his departure has arrived when he's writing this.
所以刚才我们已经读到了，当彼得写这封书信的时候，他已经知道他要离去的时候快到了。
He knows that his death, as the Lord Jesus himself has foretold him, is at the doors, is imminent.
因为是主耶稣自己向他所指示的，就是他的离去已经就在门口。And
because of that, he shares the burden of his heart with his readers and with all of us.
所以因此他把他心里面向着当时的读者也向着我们打开。
Now, as you know, the last words of anyone, usually, they express the deepest burden in their hearts.
那我们也都知道，当一个人他离世之前，所讲他的心里面最沉重的那件事情，那个负担。
If you know that your departure is around the corner, so to speak, there is no time to waste.
所以如果你知道，就在转角的地方，你就要离开这个世界的时候，所以你不会浪费任何的时间。
And this is certainly the case in this wonderful second epistle from Peter.
这就是在彼得后书里面这个宝贵的话语。
The apostle, he tells us that he's ready to remind us of certain things.
在这里面使徒他说，他要在那里提醒我们一些事。
Especially when you read the portion from verse 12 to verse 15, you see that there is something very deep in his heart.
尤其是你来读第十二节到第十五节的时候，可以看到他心里面有一些非常深的意念。
He speaks of his readiness to remind us of these things.
他说他已经预备好要在那里提醒我们了。He
speaks of stir you up by way of reminder.
而且呢，他在那里要提醒我们，来激发我们。And
he says that after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind.
而且他说，使你们在我去世以后也常纪念这些事。You
see that the apostle wants to make absolutely sure that there is something that remains in us, and we are included in that. I hope you see that.
所以使徒他就是要让我们的心里面能够存下这些事。But
the question is, what exactly are these things? He keeps repeating, "I want to remind you of these things." What are these things? That is the burden of the apostle in his last hour.
那这些事是什么呢？在这里面一再的重复这些事。那在使徒彼得他的心里面存下来的这些事是什么呢？Now
from the context in chapter 1, we know what he's talking about.
那借着第一章的背景，我们其实是知道他在说什么。It
has to do with the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
这是与我们主耶稣他那永远的国有关的。
It has to do with us being prepared for an abundant entrance, as he puts in verse 11, an abundant entrance into that kingdom.
而且就像第十一节讲，是要来预备我们，让我们丰丰富富的进到这个永远的国里。
And in verse 16, he says he wants to remind us of the power and coming of our Lord Jesus.
在十六节，他又在那里提醒我们，就是耶稣基督他的大能，还有他降临的事情。
And of course, when you read the first chapter, we didn't because of time. But if you read the whole chapter, it's very clear that The whole burden has to do with, if the coming of the Lord is sure, what ought we to do in light of that?
那虽然我们没有把这整章都来读下来，但我们可以清楚地看见，那里面是讲到主的再来是这么的确定，那我们应该如何预备呢？
This is the last burden of our brother, the Apostle Peter.
这就是我们亲爱的弟兄使徒保罗他临终之前那个最深的负担。
Now I find it extremely meaningful and even instructive.The fact that when you consider the last words of Paul himself, there is something very similar on himself. Did you realize that?
那我发现这个里面有很深的意思，非常的有意义。那就是使徒保罗的心里面所有的。你有没有读出来呢？
You know that the last writing of Paul is, of course, is 2 Timothy.
我们知道保罗，使徒保罗，他的最后一封书信是提摩太后书。
In chapter 4, you will remember that he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
在那个第四章里面，保罗他自己讲到，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当好的路我已经跑尽了。
Just like the Apostle Peter in his second epistle, he knows that the time to go with the Lord has arrived.
就像我们刚才所读到彼得后书一样，他也知道他离世的时候要到了。
But then when after giving that wonderful testimony,I have finished the race. What does he say next?
那当保罗他讲过当好的路他已经跑尽之后，他下面讲的是什么？
Chapter 4 verse 8, he says, In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
在那里他又讲到就是从此以后有那将来会有那公义的冠冕为我存留不但是为我也为那些凡爱慕他显现的人
The appearing of the Lord the coming of the Lord is in the heart of the apostle at that very last moment when he knows that he's going to be with the Lord
所以当他离世之前那个时刻他知道荣耀就要到来他要与主同在
Now think about it even our Lord Jesus himselfIn that last discourse in the upper room, how does he begin this?
那我们也来想象一下，当主耶稣他自己离开这个世界之前，在那个楼上的时候，他想的又是什么
？You remember his words in John chapter 14, verse 3.
大家记得吗？在约翰福音的第十四章
，If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.That where I am, there you may be also.
他说：“你们不要忧愁，我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
I will come again. And
我会
来 to myself.
而且我来接你们。我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
So I find it very instructive that it doesn't matter if it's the last words of Peter, the last words of the Apostle Paul.” Even our Lord Jesus in that farewell discourse, the coming again of Christ is in view.
所以我觉得是非常清楚的指示，不管是使徒彼得，或者使徒保罗，或者主耶稣，他最后所讲到就是他要再来。
Now, brothers and sisters, to me this reveals that this is a critically important matter.
所以弟兄姐妹们，对我来讲，这就是一个非常非常重大的事情。
And that being the case, how much we need, even as the Apostle Peter says, to be stirred up on this matter, to have it before our eyes.
那我们当如何来对待呢？就像彼得所讲的，这件事情要激发我们，要让我们知道那里就在那里的这件事。
How much we need to be prepared for his coming again.
我们何等需要来预备他的再来。
Now this is the burden for my sessions.
这就是我这一次信息里面的负担。
You could call it preparation, our preparation for the coming of the Lord.
所以你可以称它为我们在主再来之前的预备。
Now I want to make it very clear from the beginning. My burden is not in eschatology per se.
那我要讲得非常清楚。这不是一个时间顺序或者
末世
，It's not
末世论。
In other words, it's not just the facts that are going to happen that are going to lead to the coming of the Lord.
并不是讲到那个主耶稣来之前一件一件要发生的事实。
No, I'm not saying that is not important. Not at all. Please don't misunderstand.
但是不要以为这件事不重要，不是这样的。
Anything that is in the Word of God is important.
只要是在主话里面的都重要，
including eschatology，
也包括这个末世。
The study of the last things，
就是在末了的时候要发生的事情，在他们里面的学习。
But this is not the burden for this time.
但今天不是这样的时候。
We want to consider the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们需要来思想主耶稣的再来。
But we want to consider what is our preparation for that coming, our spiritual preparation.
但我们要思想的是如何预备，如何在属灵里面来预备。
We want to somehow even try by the enabling of the Lord to see what was that burden in the Apostle Peter's heart before his departure.
所以我们需要主来帮助我们，让我们知道在使徒彼得里面心里面那个负担是什么。
Now, as we do so, it is rather meaningful to observe that the Apostle Peter, in a very special way, he connects the second coming of the Lord Jesus with one event in the life of the Lord Jesus.
那非常有意义的就是当我们来看彼得讲主耶稣再来的时候，把他与变化山这件事是连在一起。
And of course you'll notice that we are talking about the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus.
大家也注意到了，刚才我们已经提到主耶稣在变化山上的这个记载。
You see that when he's having the matter of the coming kingdom of the Lord in mind, immediately he turns to the transfiguration of Christ.
所以当彼得讲到这个主耶稣基督大能的时候，马上就提到了变化山。
It is as if for the Apostle Peter, the transfiguration and the parousia, or the coming again of Christ, they are inseparable.
所以对彼得来说，变化山和主耶稣基督他的再来是完全不可分割。
When he thinks on that coming again of the Lord Jesus in glory, he immediately thinks on the scene on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以当彼得一想到主耶稣基督再来的时候，马上心里面的图画就是变化山上。
Now that is also clear when you see the context of that of the account of the transfiguration in the Gospel of Matthew.
而且当我们来读在马太福音里面关于变化山上的记载的时候，也是非常清楚的。
Unfortunately, I just read starting from chapter 17.
非常不幸的是，我们刚才是从第17章开始读的。
But that was not quite right. I should have started from the end of chapter 16 of Matthew.
但我其实是应该从第16章就开始读的。
Because that context, what is coming right before the transfiguration of the Lord, in a way is going to explain what is the meaning of the transfiguration of Christ.
因为在变化山上这个故事之前发生的就是那个背景，就是把它带到变化山上这个故事里面。
So if you go back to your gospel and go to chapter 16, right before the account of transfiguration, you read the two last verses.
所以现在我们把圣经再翻到马太福音的第16章，就是在变化山之前的章节。
Listen to what the Lord says in verse 27.
我们来看主耶稣在27节里面讲了什么。
For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then pay every man according to his deeds.
人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
And of course, the question is, what do you see on that mount of transfiguration?
那现在我们要问的就是，在变化山上，我们到底看到了什么呢？
The Lord Jesus in the glory of His Father.
就是主耶稣基督在父的荣耀里。
Actually, the scene in the mount of transfiguration, it was called, very aptly in my opinion, it was called a preview of the kingdom.
其实变化山上的这个记载很多人是把它称为那个国度的预言。
What do we mean by preview?
那这个预言是什么意思？
I'll give you a silly example.
我给大家一个好像有点傻的一个例子。
You know, sometimes people, they shoot a movie, a new movie of it.
就是有人他们在拍摄一个电影。
They shot it, it's ready, but they haven't put it out there in the theaters.
他们已经把这个电影拍完了，但是呢，还没有公演。
But what they used to do before is kind of show you little previews, either on TV or on the cinema, 2 minutes of it, so you know what the movie is all about.
然后呢，他就把一个2分钟的短片，或者在网上，或者在电影院里面， 称为是预告篇。
Brothers and sisters, the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus, one of the many, I don't want to limit to this, please don't get me wrong, but one of the many significances of the transfiguration, it's a preview of the kingdom of God coming to the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣基督在变化山上的这个变化，我想不要再只限制在这里，但是确实里面就是这个意义，就是这个荣耀的国度它的一个预告片。
And it shouldn't be a surprise to us.
大家应该不会惊奇。
Because our Lord, He just said this, the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of His Father.
因为主耶稣他自己说，他要在人子要在父的荣耀里面。
And then,
这个众使者降临。
And then the first thing that is happening in the next chapter, he takes three of his disciples by themselves to a high mountain, and he's transfigured in glory before them.
然后后面发生的就是主耶稣带着三个门徒上了山，而且在山上他变化成为那荣耀的形象。
But perhaps we should ask this question. It's very, let me put it this way. It's very clear that the scene in the Mount of Transfiguration has all to do with glory.
那或者我这么讲，就是在变化山上的这些事都是与荣耀有关的。
The face of our Lord Jesus becomes radiant like the sun.
我们主耶稣基督他的脸发光像日头一样。
And later, Peter, when he recalls the event, he says, and he received from God the Father honor and glory when that voice was sent to him.
所以当彼得来记载的时候，就是当天上有声音发出的时候，尊贵荣耀就临到我们的主耶稣。
The whole scene has to do with glory.
这整个的图画里面所看到的都是关乎荣耀。
But let's stop for a second and ask, what at the end of the day is this glory?
那我们还是停下来再问一问，就是这个荣耀它最终是什么呢？
One description of glory that I find very helpful is it goes in these lines.Whenever God is manifested in satisfaction, there you have glory.
那荣耀到底是什么？就是当主他在他的彰显里面得着完全满足的时候，那就是荣耀。
And certainly, when you look at what is going on in the mountain, you can say that it's absolutely God declaring His perfect satisfaction in His Son.
所以在山上我们也看到，就是神把他完全的满足。把那里讲出来。
This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
Now, if you look at that, if you consider glory from that angle, under that description of God being manifesting His satisfaction, we have to say the following.
那我们再来思想，就是当神的荣耀里面得着满足的时候，我们再来看一看。
In a sense, the whole life of our Lord Jesus.The 33 and a half years, they were a continuously glorious life.
或者说我们主耶稣基督他33年半在地上的这个生活，就是一直的荣上加荣。
The Father was always absolutely satisfied, well pleased in His Son.
因为我们的神他一直的持续不断的在他的儿子身上得着满足，也得着荣耀。
Now it's funny that we say that.Because we know very little of most of those 33 years. We know almost nothing of the first 30 years, right?
非常有意思的就是当我们提到33年半的时候，其实前面的30年似乎没有什么事发生。
What do you know about those first 30 years? Something about his birth, something about what happened at his bar mitzvah when he was 12, and pretty much nothing else.
那我们记得的就是他的出生，还有他12岁的时候在圣殿里面，好像没有再也没有其他的。
But brothers and sisters,Even if we do not know the details, we do know what is God's estimation of those 30 years.
弟兄姐妹们，虽然我们没有这三十年里面的细节，但是我们非常确定的知道在主耶稣身上所发生的。
Because what is the threshold between the private life of Christ and His public ministry? This is baptism, isn't it?
那我们想象一下，主耶稣他从这个隐秘的生活到公开侍奉的生活之间，那个界限是什么呢？
Now, me,
就是他的受浸。
Let me ask you.
那让我问大家。
What does the Father say on that occasion of the baptism of Christ?
那当主耶稣他受尽的时候，那天上的神说了什么呢？
This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
It's as if the father puts the stamp of his satisfaction, of his approval on those 30 silent years for us, but not for heaven. Oh, the father is completely satisfied in his son.
就是我们神他的满足，他的赞同都在那里，在他儿子的身上。
And in that sense, brothers and sisters, the whole life of our Lord Jesus is characterized by glory.
所以在这样的意思、这样的思想下面，我们主耶稣他的一生一直是在荣耀里。
Every second living under the approval and satisfaction of the Father.
所以他的生命里的每一刻都是在他父的那个赞同。
No, of course.
那个满足里面。
When we say that his life is characterized by glory, it doesn't mean that he has a sort of halo around him all the time and people see something shining. No, nobody saw that.
所以当我们讲到主耶稣基督他生命的特性是荣耀的时候，并不是说他头上有个光环，在旁边的人也可以看到。
But his life was full of inner moral glory.
但是他里面是充满了那个荣耀的美德。
But of course, on the Mount of Transfiguration, something different happens, of course.
那当然在变化山上有一些不同的事发生了。
Because for a brief moment, that inner moral glory of Christ became visibly manifest.
就是在那一刻，里面的那个荣耀在外面彰显出来了。
As the perfect man, he has accumulated glory, inner glory, for 33 years, and now on the mountain,That reached a peak, a pinnacle.
就是在这个完全的人里面，这一生所积攒的这些荣耀，在那一刻完全的彰显在人面前。
And the glory of the Lord Jesus shone through the veil of His flesh.
就是他的荣耀，在这个人的身体，好像一个帕子一样的，都没有阻挡，这样彰显出来。
But make no mistake.It's not that glory began there on the mountain for Christ, not at all.
但是大家不要有一个错觉，这个荣耀并不是在变化山上才开始。
It's as if God the Father just lifted a veil and let us see how His Son is in His eyes, completely glorious.
我们可以这么来看，就是我们的父神在那一刻把这个帕子揭开了，让我们可以看见那个荣耀的形象。
So we could say that the significance of the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus has two aspects.
那我们可以这么说，主耶稣基督他在变化山上的荣耀有两方面的特别有意义的地方。
On the one hand, it sums up the 33 years that preceded.
一方面是这33年半的生活的一个总结。
And on that occasion, God is letting us see.Not just the moral glory, but even physically, the inner glory of the Lord manifested.
所以不光让我们可以看见里面的那个美德，是在外面也显出来是如何的荣耀。
And so the transfiguration of our Lord crowns a life of continuous growth and development before the Father as the perfect man.
所以这个变化是因着主耶稣基督在父面前是一直的积累在父的这个满足里面，在荣耀里面。
That is one aspect of the significance.
这个就是一方面的意义。
But on the other hand,
在另外一方面
，the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus has a prophetic aspect.
第二方面就是他的这个变化有完全的那一面。
It reveals what is the future of such perfect life.
就是成就的那面，让我们看到在将来的时候，那个完全的生命到底是什么样子。
Oh, such perfect life is destined for glory, even visible glory manifest.
因为这个完全的生命，会在荣耀里面显现。
And that glory is to be fully manifested at the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
而且这个荣耀要在我们主耶稣基督第二次再来的时候。完全的彰显。
You see, in that sense, the transfiguration of the Lord is a preview of what is going to happen on His second coming.
所以在这个思想里面，我们可以看到变化山上只是将来那个预告片。
And so the Apostle Peter, he speaks of the power and coming of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, connecting that with the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以对彼得来讲，他就把主耶稣那个大能的显现与变化山连在了一起。
The Transfiguration of our Lord foreshadows that He will come one day, invisible glory.
这个变化山上我们所看到的，就是有一天我们的主要在眼能见的那个荣耀里再降临。
Brothers and sisters, that vision was stamped indelibly deep within the Apostle Peter to the very end of his life.
所以弟兄姐妹，这样的一个意象就在彼得里面这么深的印下来，一直到他生命结束的时候。
At the very end of his career, he's talking about the vision.
所以在他生命的最后，就像印了一个章一样，他看到的就是这个荣耀。
And he senses that his holy duty is to keep us reminded of the same vision.
所以他也知道，神所给他的圣功就是让他来提醒我们关乎这个荣耀。
And so he says again, as we read in verse 15 of his first chapter, from the second epistle, and I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure, you will be able to call these things to mind.
所以在彼得后书第一章第十五节那里面，彼得这么说，并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
That is the burden, the last burden of the Apostle Peter.
这就是彼得他心里面最后的一个负担。
So that vision, brothers and sisters, should master our lives even today.
所以弟兄姐妹，这样的一个负担应该来主宰我们的生命每一天。
But dear brothers and sisters, it's more than that.
那弟兄姐妹们，还超过刚才所讲到的这些。
The significance of what is going on in the Mount of Transfiguration is more than just what is happening to our Lord personally.
在变化山上所发生的事，不光只是主耶稣身上他个人身上的事情而已。
The Word of God tells us that not only our Lord will be revealed one day in glory.
在神的话里面这么讲，主说不光是那一天他要在荣耀里面显现
，but we will be revealed before.
而且我们也要与他一同在荣耀里面显现。
And so the Apostle Paul, as we just read in that verse from Colossians, tells us that when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
所以在哥罗西书第四章的里面讲到，就是主耶稣他那个生命在我们里面显现，而且我们也要在荣耀里面与他一同显现。
Now we see that in the Word of God in many, many places.
而且我们在神的话里面多次的都看到这样的提出来。
I'll just remind you a few of them.
我就是来提醒大家有几处。
Do you remember the parable of the tares?
大家还记得
稗子
那个稗子的那个比喻吗？
So that's a wonderful, that parable has an outline of the whole period of the kingdom of heavens now in this period between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ.
在这个稗子的比喻里面所讲到的，里面就覆盖了从主耶稣的第一次再来到他第二次再来之间，包括我们现在这个时候所发生的事。
It begins with the Son of Man casting that seed.
它开始就是人子在那里撒种。
But it ends with there is a harvest.
在最后的时候有一个收割。
And by the interpretation of the king himself, the harvest is the end of the age when angels are going to gather those his own to his barn.
那这个比喻里面，主耶稣他自己已经解释了，就是当这个收割的时候，其实就是天使把那些属神的人在那里聚集的时候。
But do you remember how the Lord describes what is going to happen to those that his own that he's gathering into his barn?
那大家还记得吗？就是那些属他的，他把这些麦子把他们收集起来。
I'll give you just this verse, the last verse of the interpretation of the Lord about this parable.
那我就是给大家来读一处，就是主耶稣自己解释这个比喻的那
句话。Matthew 13 verse 43. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of your Father.
13:43. 就是马太福音的十三章 第四十三节，在那里面讲到。那时义人在他们父的国里要发出光来像太阳一样。
Doesn't this resemble the scene in the Mount of Transfiguration?
这是不是
where the face of the king shone like the sun?、
嗯、这是不是又让我们想到变化山上所记载的，就是他的儿子当王的脸、在那里发光的时候就像日头一样。
It's almost the same thing going on, but in one case, in the mountain, it's being applied to the king himself, and on the parable, it's being applied to the righteous.
在变化山上，这个记载是讲到主耶稣他自己是君王，但是在马太福音这里面讲到是属他的人。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
That the divine intention is that we one day will share with the glory of our Lord Jesus.
就是在神他神圣的主宰里面，有一天我们也要与主耶稣一同显现在荣耀。
When Christ who is alive is revealed, you shall be revealed with him in glory.
所以当主耶稣是我们的生命在我们里面显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Now the Apostle Peter himself, he makes abundantly clear in both epistles actually that we are called unto glory.
使徒彼得非常清楚的在很多地方都讲到，包括这里，就是我们是这样被呼召的。
No, we read already verse 3 in chapter 1 of the second epistle.
那我们也读到第三章。
And unfortunately, there is some, the translations vary. Some say that we're called by his glory, some say that we're called to his glory.
那当然翻译的人有不同的那个翻译，有的说是用他的荣耀和美德，有的说是让我们能够被呼召进入得着那个荣耀和美德。
So because it goes either way, depending on your preference, we have to settle this matter. So if you turn to the first epistle, chapter 5, verse 10, what does the apostle say?
那我们现在就再清楚的来看一看，就是在彼得前书第一前面那个彼得他所讲的。
Just one phrase. The God of all grace that in Christ has called you to his eternal glory. First Peter, chapter 5, verse 10. Just that phrase. The God of all grace that in Christ has called you to his eternal glory.
就是彼得前书的第五章第十节，在那里是这么讲的。
Brothers,
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀。
Dear saints, this is your call and my call.
亲爱的圣徒们，这是你得着的呼召，也是我得着的呼召。
It's all by amazing grace, the God of all grace that has called you in Christ to his glory.
这都是那恩典的神，他在他的恩典里面来召我们进入这个荣耀里。
Now, even if you look to the scene in the Mount of Transfiguration from a prophetic point of view, I think you can see the same principle right there.
那就算在变化山上，从预言的角度来看，我们也可以看到。
Because you have two celestial visitors there in that mountain.
Right. 因为在那里面有两个与主耶稣一同显现的人。
Moses and Elijah, and they are talking to the Lord Jesus about his exodus, about his departure that he's going to accomplish.From Jerusalem.
摩西跟以利亚在那里与耶稣一同显现，在那里谈论耶稣去世的事情。
And in a way, they are foreshadowing what is going to happen in that coming in glory of the Lord Jesus.
或者在那里面就是讲到主耶稣基督他再来在荣耀里面要发生的事。
Because remember, as I'm trying to tell you, the significance of what is going on this mountain.It's tremendous. There are many, many aspects to it. I'm concentrating on the prophetic aspect, which seems to be the burden of the Apostle Peter.
那刚才我已经提到了，变化山这件事情有许多的意义。那我们今天呢，所看到的，只是彼得他讲到的一方面，就是这个完全里面这一个方面。
But if you look from that prophetic angle, Moses and Elijah, they represent something tremendous.
但是从预言的角度来看的话，就摩西以利亚他们所代表的是另外一个角度。
They stand as representatives of two classes of people in the coming of the Lord Jesus.
这里面他们代表的是两种在主耶稣基督再来之前的人的情形。
Do you remember what Paul says to the Thessalonians in chapter 4, the first epistle?
那大家还记得吗？保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书跟圣徒们所讲的话。
Let me read it for you if you forgot.
For
the Lord himself, 4:16 and 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. That's one class.
帖撒罗尼迦 4:16. 帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章16-17节。因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样我们就要与主永远同在。
Verse 17. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
所以我们刚才已经读的是第十七节。
When you think on Moses and Elijah, one of them he died, and the Lord buried him in the land of Moab. Remember that's Moses.
那我们还记得吗？摩西跟以利亚这两个人，其中一个人摩西他是死了，而且呢，神亲自埋葬了他。
But the other one never died. He was caught up and met the Lord in the He went up in the amidst the chair, right?
那另外一个呢，就是神把他提去了，就是在这个云中把他提走。
Brothers and sisters, this is the prophetic word, and it's not just for our Lord Jesus, but it's for you and for me.
对弟兄姐妹们，这就是在预言里面所讲到，不光只是耶稣他自己，也关乎你跟我。
It reveals our destiny.
它启示了我们的结局是如何。
His destiny is your destiny.
所以他的结局就是我们的结局。
The God of grace that in Christ has called you to His eternal glory.
就是神在他的恩典里面招我们来进入他儿子的荣耀。
Now this prophetic word is very interesting because the apostle he calls it a lamp that is shining in a dark place.
那这个预言呢，彼得他提到的时候非常有意思，他是说是灯照在暗中。
And perhaps we should read verse 19 again.
也许我们再来读一下第十九节。
2 Peter 1:19.
就是彼得后书的第一章第十九节。
This is after he recalls the transfiguration of our Lord and connects it with his coming glory. He says these words.
就是当彼得他把变化山与主耶稣再来的荣耀连在一起之后所讲的。
So we have the prophetic word made more sure. To which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
The prophetic word includes all these things. Our Lord Jesus, He will come again in glory.
这个预言里面包含了很多一切，就是我们的主耶稣在荣耀里，他要再来。
And we are being called to share in that glory.
而且也包括我们要在这个荣耀里面有份。
All that is included in this wondrous prophetic word.
这些都在这个预言的话里面被包括了。
Now interestingly, Peter calls it a lamp that is shining in a dark place.
非常有意思的就是彼得他这样描述的时候讲是灯照在暗处。
And as you know, a lamp is needed when there is darkness around. That's when you turn on the lamp, right?
那大家都知道，在黑暗的时候我们需要灯，所以在晚上我们总要打开。
And he says that we need the lamp of the prophetic word until the day dawns.
那这里面讲到就是要让预言像灯一样照在暗处。
In other words, right now, spiritually,We are in a very, very dark night.
或者说，在属灵里面来讲，我们现在是在极暗的一个夜晚。
And we know that before dawn is when darkness can be the most intense.
那我们都知道，天发亮之前，那个黑暗其实是最重的黑暗。
And if that is the case, that's when the prophetic word, that lamp, is needed the most.
所以就是在这样的黑暗里面，这个灯就更加的被需要。
Now why is that comparison that the prophetic word being like a lamp?
那为什么要把这个预言跟灯来一样这样来做比喻
？Let me give another silly illustration.
那我给大家再有一个描述。
Did you ever find yourself in a place that is pitch black and you don't know the place, you're not familiar, everything was dark? Did you ever find yourself in that situation?
你有没有曾经有这么一个情形，就是你到了一个完全不熟悉的地方，而且呢，那里面是漆黑一片。
It's pretty awful. I can tell you that you haven't.
那如果你没有经历过的话，我跟你讲，那是非常糟糕的。
Because if it's dark and you know the place, okay, you know it's your house, you can figure out your way. But if you do not know the place and it goes completely dark, it's awful. You have no idea what to do.
但如果这个漆黑的地方是在你自己的家里，你很熟悉，没问题，你可以大概知道怎么样来走动。但是如果到了一个你完全不了解的地方，又是这么黑暗的时候，那是非常糟糕的。
It creates a sense of peril, a sense of uncertainty, fear, bondage. You're paralyzed.
那你就觉得在那里非常的焦虑，非常的被捆绑呀，好像整个人都要瘫痪一样。
When you turn on the lamp in that pitch dark environment, it brings a sense, it enables vision for starters.
所以在这个伸手不见五指的地方，如果你把一个灯点亮的时候，这个就是一个你看见的开始。
You can see ahead of you.
你可以看到前面是什么。
And it brings a sense of safety, of assurance. It is liberating.
这就带来我们的安全，带来我们的确据。
Brothers and sisters,That is what living under a vision of the glorious coming King does for us.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是如果我们是在这样一个荣耀的王要再来的意象里面所有的情形。
The prophetic word is like a lamp that shines in a dark place.
这预言就如同灯照在暗处。
How much we need this lamp in the days in which we live.
我们何等需要在现在这个光景、这个时代来有这样一个灯。
I hope I don't need to remind you of what kind of circumstances we find ourselves in.
我希望我不需要再提醒大家，今天我们所在的情形到底是如何。
These are pestilence. Does that ring a bell? These are pestilence.
Wind.
看待。
哦，比如说瘟疫。
Wars. Rumors of war.
打仗和打仗的风声。
Sometimes I feel that because of the way media works, perhaps we are not aware of the danger of the war that we are witnessing going on right now in Europe.
那我心里面有一个担心，就是当媒体现在这样的报道的时候，让我们没有意识到现在在俄罗斯那边所打的这个仗里面后面到底有多少的意思，会带来什么。
Social unrest, and I'm talking just here, the country where we live.
还有这个社会的不安定，我现在讲的就是我们所生活的这个世界。
Days of increasing lawlessness.
还有那些不法的事增加。
When we see a society that is becoming increasingly antagonistic.
那我们现在看到的这个社会是非常的不安定。
Anti-God, anti-Christ.
而且是反基督的，而且是抵挡神的。
Brothers and sisters, it is the prophetic word is a lamp that shines in a dark place.
弟兄姐妹，这时候这个预言就像灯照在暗处。
It is in such darkness as the one we live right now that that lamp is ought to keep that blessed hope of the coming of the Lord Jesus fresh, clear for our eyes.
就是在这样的一个情形下面。这个预言就是在那里给我们这样一个这样一个盼望，主耶稣基督要在荣耀里降临。
Now when we find ourselves in such days, there is a peril, of course.
当我们发现自己在这样的一个时代的时候，确实是有一个比喻。
If the environment before His coming is increasingly not conducive to spiritual life, and it is, that's a rhetorical myth. It is. If that is the case.There is a temptation for us to fall asleep.
就是如果我们的环境在属灵里面是这么糟糕的话，那我们里面就会有一个倾向，就是去沉睡。
The temptation is for us to even to give up.
而且呢，有这样一个诱惑，让我们干脆的放弃。
And so, if you remember the words of our Lord Jesus in the prophetic sermon, so-called prophetic sermon.
那我们如果记得主耶稣他在预言里面所讲的。
Before his coming, there is a tremendous need of endurance.
啊，在他来之前要有极大的忍耐。
Matthew 24 verse 13, remember, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
在马太福音24章13节里面讲到，忍耐到底的就必然得救。
So I don't think this refers to eternal salvation or not.
我想这不是讲到我们有没有这个永远的救恩。
But the point being that if we do not endure to the end, something very important can be lost.
这里面讲的意思就是说，如果我们没有忍耐到底的时候，有些事情我们会失去的。
And if the days are such days of darkness, there is a tremendous need to endure to the end because the pressure all around is for us to give up.
如果是在这样的一个黑暗的时代，如果我们没有忍耐到底的时候，就有一个压力让我们要放弃。
But the question is how? What can enable us to endure to the end?
那问题就是怎样呢？有什么能够让我们可以忍耐到底呢？
Going back to our dear brother, the Apostle Peter.
那我们再回到我们亲爱的弟兄使徒保罗他的话语。
The answer is vision. Think on the effect that that vision had in the life of the apostle.
他的回答就是异象。我们也想想这个异象在使徒保彼得身上所造成的一些影响。
Think on his circumstances when he wrote that second epistle.
我们想一想他写彼得后书的时候他的情形是如何。
Here he is about to leave his earthly dwelling, as he tells us.
这里面他要离开帐篷了，这已经他自己讲到了。
He's about to die.
他就要死了。
And he knows that his death is going to be a violent death, as the Lord Jesus foretold.
而且主耶稣基督已经告诉他，他知道他的死，而且是一个非常残酷的死。
And yet he remained unshaken, steadfast to the very end.
但是他却没有被摇动。一直坚立到底。
Why?
为什么
？Oh, that vision of the Lord Jesus glorified laid hold of the life of that man, and there is not the faintest hint of defeat in that last vision, but someone triumphant, steadfast, knowing what is his future. Thank God for that.
那就是那个异象，就是那个荣耀的异象。在这个荣耀的异象里面，甚至没有一丝一点能够让人可以看到我们没有这个最后的希望，而且让我们看到的完全的最后的得胜。
You could say that that vision carried Peter through to the very end, in the midst of trials, persecutions, even martyrdom.
所以就是这个异象带着彼得经历了所有的逼迫，还有最后的这个死亡。
And brothers and sisters, this is a principle in Scripture.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是神的话里面那个原则。
How do we endure to the end?
我们如何忍耐到底呢？
Never think for a second that human determination and grit is going to be enough. It's not.
千万不要想靠着我们人的努力可以成就，绝对不会。
Only a vision of our Lord Jesus.
只有我们主耶稣基督他的那个意象。
Seeing him in his glory today and in the glory to come, that will hold you fast.
只有看到在荣耀里面的耶稣，还有看到他荣耀再来的这件事，能够让我们可以坚立。
Think of Moses for a second, which is another tremendous example of that principle.
那我们再想想摩西，他身上也来彰显了这个奇妙的原则。
In Hebrews 11:27, we read this: By faith, he Moses.Left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
那里面讲到摩西的时候，他是因着信，就不愿意在埃及来享受那些在世界上的这些荣华富贵，而且呢，他要寻找的是那眼所不见的。
He endured as seeing him by vision of the Lord.
他就是因着这个意象，看见这个意象， 啊，他是看见啊，他如同看见那不能看见的主，就恒心忍耐。
There is a final simple word in my heart as we close tonight.
在今晚我们结束之前，在我心里面有这么样一点点的话。
This matter, brothers and sisters, is not just a matter of knowing the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，这件事并不只是关乎我们知道主耶稣的再来而已。
Not even a matter of seeing the fact of his transfiguration. There is something more.
甚至不是只看到变化山上所发生的那些 事情而已。
That vision has to be stamped deep within each one of us.
这个意象一定要深深地印在我们每一个人的心里。
It's a scene that is not just outward, but becomes a scene within.
并不只是一个外面的看见，是那个里面打开之后的看见。
If you want an example of that, just recall the Apostle Paul, what he says in the Galatians.
那如果你需要一个例子的话，就来看使徒保罗。
He says, but when it approved God to reveal his son, not to me, but when it approved God to reveal his son in me.
他就是讲神是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们每一个人的里面。
Oh, that vision has to go deep within, brothers and sisters.
所以这个意象一定要进到我们的内心的深处。
Or just think in the way that the Apostle Peter puts it.
那我们再看看，使徒彼得他是怎么说的。
Going again to this verse 19, which is the burden in my heart.
那我们再回到第一章的第十九节，这就是我心里面的负担。
He says, "For we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention."
他就说，我们有先知更确的预言，你们要在这预言上留意。
You see, we may know about the transfiguration of our Lord, and even the fact that He's coming in glory, we may know about, and that's wonderful to know. I'm not trying to devalue that.
也许我们知道变化山，也知道主要再来，这都是很美好、很奇妙的事。
But
if 并不是说这样不好。
If we stay just with the knowledge, there is a problem.
但是如果我们只停留在这个知识上面的话，那就有问题。
We may even know that it's God's intention that we share with the glory of Christ that is for us.
那我们甚至已经知道神的心意，就是让我们与他的儿子来同享这个荣耀。
But the exhortation of the apostle is.Way more specific than just knowing these things.
但是使徒他的那个警戒，他的那个鼓励，不光只是停在这里。
He says we need to pay attention.
他说我们要留意，要留意。
It's something much deeper than just knowing in our minds.
比我们在心思里面知道要更深。
The vision, brothers and sisters.Must be preserved by God's grace, unobstructed, kept fresh within us.
弟兄姐妹们，这个意象需要神来保守，在我们里面保持那个新鲜。
Let me put it as we close in this way, going back to the transfiguration itself.
那我再回到变化山上来结束。
You see, when those disciples they saw the Lord Jesus, they heard a voice.
你们看到大家看到吗？当这些门徒他们在变化山上的时候，听见了一个声音。
And the voice says, "This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him."
那里面讲到，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
Brothers and sisters, this is the implication of the vision. We listen to our Lord Jesus. He's even before he's manifested as the King of Glory visibly.He's king today in our hearts. We listen.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是实际的运用，就是我们需要知道主耶稣基督他是荣耀的王，而且今天在我们的生命里面每件事上来做工。
And of course, we know that our brother Peter, he had a blunder. You know, it's not an uncommon thing in those days of the Gospels. He says, "Well, he doesn't know very well what he's saying," and he says.We should make three tents here, one for Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
那当时的时候，彼得呢，他就说了这样一些话，好像是不了解福音的人所讲，就说在这里搭三座棚吧，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
And of course, he's interrupted by Adam. He He's interrupted by heavens.
Oh, by God the Father.
他是被这个父神所讲的这个声音所带离了。
Because God will never, he's jealous for his son.
哦，因为神为着他自己的儿子，他是忌邪的。
He will never allow that we put anything on that level that belongs only to the son.
因为神绝对不允许其他的事情从他的儿子被剥夺，因为这些只属于他的儿子。
So what's the final effect of that? What's the final result of that vision after the voice comes, after they fall on the ground, and Moses and Elijah are gone? How does it end?
那最后的结果是什么呢？当这个声音已经离去了，当摩西跟以利亚也离去之后
，They see no one but Jesus.
他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, this is preparation for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是如何预备为着主的再来。
Oh, when he comes in glory, that's it. It's he and he alone.
当他在荣耀里显现的时候，唯有他。
Is this the reality in your heart and in my heart today?
这今天在你的心里，在我的心里，是不是这个实际呢？
Can we say even as we sang tonight?Jesus only, Jesus ever, Jesus all in all, we sing.
在我们在唱诗的时候，是不是有这个实际，就是唯有耶稣，永是耶稣，耶稣是一切。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we're so grateful that you have revealed to us your beloved Son in glory on that mountain.
父啊，我们何等的感谢你，因为你。已经把你儿子在山上荣耀显现这件事告诉我。
We even thank you, Lord, because that last burden of our brother, the Apostle Peter, was that that vision would never pass from us.
而且我们感谢你，因为使徒彼得有这样的一个负担，就是这件事永远不离开我。
Lord, we pray, be gracious to us.
我们的祷告就是你继续以恩典来带领。
If anything obstructed that vision of your glory, of your blessed person, and even of the fact that you're coming again, Lord, open our eyes once again, we pray.
如果有任何的事搅乱我们，让我们从这个荣耀，从主的再来里面离开的话，主啊，让我们重新再有这个意象。
We pray that as we behold you afresh in your glory, that our hearts may be captured by your beauty.
主啊，我们也祈求，当我们再在这个新鲜的里面来举目仰望，在荣耀里的主的时候，主啊，我们可以看到这个美丽，它来夺我们的心。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主，祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.